Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Vaibhavi Ranjan. Today is Monday, 8th of April, and here's all you need to know before the market opens. Domestic benchmark indices are likely to trade higher today as trends in the GIFT Nifty hint towards a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 52.50 points. Markets were volatile in the first week of April but ended on a positive note. The Nifty 50 touched an all-time high of 22,619 on Friday and ended the week above the 22,500 mark with a gain of 0.84%. The 30-share BSE Sensex rose 0.81% on a weekly basis to finish at 72,248. Looking ahead, analysts anticipate the sentiment to remain sideways due to the lack of a directional breakout or pattern formation. At the higher end, 22,650 might prove to be a crucial resistance level for the Nifty 50. A fresh rally is not anticipated as long as the Nifty remains below 22,650. On the lower end, support is evident at 22,300. If breached, the index might decline towards the 22,000 to 21,900 range. Shifting focus to today's trading session, here are some stocks that will remain in the limelight. Shares of Embassy REIT will be in focus as the company plans to raise 2,500 crore to fund acquisition and lower its debt. Cholamandalam Investment will also be in the radar after the company reported a 17% on-year spike in disbursements during Q4, while its AUM rose 35%. Titan Cow also reported a robust performance in Q4, marked by significant revenue growth and expansion of its retail footprint. The company's revenue rose 17% on-year in Q4, while it added 86 new stores. Now, it's time to shift our focus towards global markets and how they fared so far. Futures tied to the US stock indices traded slightly higher after Wall Street recorded weekly losses last week. The 30-stock Dow fell 2.3% last week, posting its worst weekly performance since March last year. The S&P 500 declined nearly 1% during the period, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite dipped 0.8%. Markets across Asia were mixed in morning trade, ahead of a series of central bank monetary policy meetings and key inflation figures from the US due through the week. Japan's Nikkei 225 rose 1% and rebounded to cross the 39,000 mark, while the broad-based topics rose 0.77%. South Korea's KOSPI was down 0.17%, while the small-cap KOSDAQ saw a loss of 0.8%. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 started the day with minor gains. Futures tied to Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index also indicated towards a stronger open. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Sarbato Mukherjee, Senior Associate Economist at CareEdge Ratings, who shares his take on the RBI's monetary policy decision. Let's tune in.
In line with our expectation, the MPC has decided to keep the policy rates and stance unchanged in the first monetary policy meeting of FY25. While the RBI continued to remain confident on growth, key risk to its efforts in aligning inflation to its 4% target stems from the volatility in the food prices. Having said that, the outlook on food inflation has brightened over the past couple of months on the back of the growth in acreage of the rabi sowing and expectations of a normal monsoon next year. The government's supply-side measures and the recent announcement of a cut in LPG and fuel prices bode well for the overall inflationary outlook. In terms of liquidity, the RBI is expected to remain nimble in the liquidity management, ensuring orderly evolution of the money market rates. Liquidity conditions improved during February and March, largely due to an increased government spending and market operations conducted by the RBI. Going ahead, we expect RBI to keep the overall liquidity conditions tight while ensuring ample liquidity is available to support the credit demand. we anticipate that the MPC will contemplate a shallow two-step 50 basis point rate cut cycle from the third quarter of FY25. By that time, RBI will gain further clarity on the risk associated with the food inflation and the policy outlook of the US Fed.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great day. We will catch you on Tuesday at the same time.